You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from MTV's Messiness, my girl Tori Spelling. Welcome back, Tori. How are you?
Thank you. I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You look great. Congrats on the new show, Messiness, on MTV. What's it about?
Oh my gosh. So it is a spinoff of Ridiculousness, and it's a clip show, but unlike any other clip show that you will ever see, because we embrace all of life's messiest moments. And I think they couldn't have picked a better cast. We've all had messy moments. I love this show because I have really fun, great stories to tell, and I've never had the platform to be able to tell these types of stories, and MTV gave it to me, so I'm excited.
So what kind of videos are we going to be seeing? Like messy bedrooms? I'm a little confused.
That messy, would be my messy, at-home video.
You're right. Messy divorces? Like, what are we talking about messiness here?
It's the first day of school, so there's mess everywhere today.
Right.
So there's obviously a lot of drunk videos. They're like, you know, huge internet.
So a hot shows. Mess. Got it.
Like, there's a lot of cheaters. There's people trying tricks and not succeeding. There's anything you can find on the internet that are like the most viral, crazy clips. We've got them. But that's not the great part of the show. The great part of the show is all of us kind of saying, oh yeah, that happened to me. Let me tell you this one time.
Got it. So who else is on the panel?
So it's Snooki. So it's Nicole and Adam Rippon and Teddy Ray.
Got it. And is it just the four of you, or is there a host involved, or?
So Snooki's the host.
Okay.
And the three of us are the panelists.
Got it. Fun.
And we drink wine, and I've learned a lot of stuff about these people in a very short amount of time.
I bet. Well, good. Well, congratulations. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I remember last time we spoke, we talked about your podcast, 90210 OMG, which is the best title. What have you been talking about there lately on there?
Oh my gosh. So Jenny Garth and I are on the second season already. It's a rewatch show, but we like have so much behind the scenes, and we're best friends in real life. So it usually starts with, hey, we watched this episode back as fangirls, because we've never actually watched the show together over the last 30 years. So We're watching each episode back, and then we're like, oh, and this is what really happened. And then we tell the stories and kind of catch up on stuff happening now with each other and our families.
That's cool to do with your friend. Have you found that they hold up, or are there more cringy moments you guys get to have fun with and bond on?
It's just crazy. Like, we watch it now and we're like, oh my gosh, this character, we're obsessed. Like, it's as if we weren't in it at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, do you ever go back and watch Saved by the Bell and be like, you could watch it now as a fan? Because now I have teenagers. So it's like, oh my gosh, my oldest is 14. So my oldest was almost the age I was when I started the show.
I know. My kids, I try to get them to watch it just to see their reaction, and they weren't digging it. My mom tries to get them.
mine neither. Yeah. Because I have to rewatch the show each week, and I try to do it with my kids, and they're so bored.
Yeah, no, exactly. They're over it. I guess they get enough of me. Maybe when they get older, we'll give it another shot. When I do look back once in a while, though, I think, because my attitude when I was a teenager, they'd put the clothes out, and I'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'll just wear whatever. I didn't argue. I was just like, go with the flow. Now I'm like, damn, I should put a little bit more thought into it. Did I know it was going to be?
You had some interesting outfits.
I officially had the worst wardrobe.
I mean,
ever.
A lot of silk shirts,
a lot
you
of baggy
some
pants.
Interesting outfits and a really interesting hair too.
Yes, thanks, Tori.
No
appreciate
problem.
Appreciate that.
I was there for it. I know.
How's your summer been? Are the kids? I know they're getting back to school right now. I remember I read that they all sleep in the bed with you. Is that true?
They do. Not all of them. Obviously, that would have to be a really big mattress, but because I have five kids, but they do. Because what happened during quarantine is, you know, we were all together 24/7, and they started, you know, the hours got confusing. So we'd be watching movies, they'd fall asleep. I didn't kick them out. And I really enjoy it. They're growing so fast.
Yeah.
Now it's back to school. So we're transitioning back into bedrooms and hours and stuff. Yeah. But like my 4-year-old, like before I know it, he won't want to cuddle with mom. So I'm like, drinking it in.
Yeah, no, you got to take advantage. I'm with you on that. As they're getting older, do they go down like the Google rabbit hole and start looking up mom and all that? Do you kind of discourage that? Because I didn't even think about that. As they get older, they might Have you had to have that conversation, or have they said, hey, mom, what's up with this?
There's been a couple things. Yeah, it's definitely something I never thought, you know, you knew it would happen one day, but you never really knew it would happen.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wow, how I never thought, like, I got to start thinking how I'm going to explain stuff, because yeah, there's things all over the internet.
And a lot of which are not true as well, I'm sure.
Right. So that's actually works in my favor this time, because I can just say that, like, I tell you all the time, like, this stuff, they just make up stuff about me. And they do this to celebrities. And so they're like, so this didn't happen. I'm like, right, that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing we got now. I got to have two talks. There's a birds and the bees talk, and there's a social media
the stories about dad on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think they're more about like, mom, I can't believe you're making TikTok videos. That's
funny.
And I'm like, what? It's not just a place for kids. Yeah. Let me live my best life.
That's what I'm talking about. Tori, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers before I let you go. Okay. What are you watching on TV right now that you recommend?
Oh my gosh. Manifest. We've binged every season.
Well, which one is that one?
On Netflix.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. First concert you ever went to?
Oh, it was the Jackson 5 reunion.
Hey, that's a good one.
That's awesome.
What are you talking about? That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
It was
in
like the 80s. Yeah. Okay. I was so young.
Do you remember where you saw him?
No.
Huh. Nickname growing up. Did you have one?
Oh, Toto. My dad called me Toto. T-O-T-O.
Toto. Okay.
Yeah.
Who plays you in the Tori Spelling biopic?
Oh my God. I don't know. That's a tough one. Can it be like a drag queen?
Anyone you want.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
There's a drag queen named after me, except she doesn't really look like me, but I like her name. Suppository Spelling.
So Suppositories. You know what? I'm watching that. I would watch Suppository Spelling. That, now I'm fascinated with that. Meanwhile, we're going to watch Messiness, which is on Mondays on MTV. Tori, thanks for hanging out. Always nice to see you.
Thank you. Love you.
You too, honey.
Bye.
Bye. On with Mario Lopez.